Good evening. We're going to introduce this evening and actually use the hearing mask, the new settings, most particularly of Gloria, which has extensive changes. They'll become mandatory on November 27th, but today the Archbishop is allowing us to introduce them into the regular liturgy. So this first one is the Gloria. So our cantor will atone for the first repetition of the refrain, and then we'll come along for the rest.
Thank you.
We'll save that. You'll pick right up on that. Thank you very much. Good evening, this is the 30th Sunday in ordinary time. The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 122 in the Breaking Bread book. Our celebrant for today's Mass is Father O'Sullivan. Our entrance song is number 447 in Breaking Bread, Though the Mountains May Fall, number 447. Please stand.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, you are our Savior, so Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Almighty and ever-living God, strengthen our faith, hope, and love. May we do with loving hearts what you ask of us, and come to share the life you promise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien. For you were once aliens yourself in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If you ever wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up, and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an executioner towards them by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall not return it to him before sunset. For this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord. Sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all the believers, Macedonia and Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia, and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord.
Silenced the Sadducees. They gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend upon these two great commandments." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Not too long ago, President Obama ordered a soldier home from Afghanistan with the Congressional Medal of Honor, invited him to come to the White House, and in a ceremony there with his family, he pinned it on him. And why did he do this? Because this young soldier risked his life. He was in a battle situation in Afghanistan, and some of his buddies were wounded, and they were under fire. And he risked his life to go after them and bring them to safety. He saved them. I'm sure this is a story that's gone on with many of our wars. I'm sure people remember World War II, Vietnam, in Korea, and all these wars. We've had examples of young men to be even women who put their lives on the line, even risk their lives for someone else. It's good first to hear those stories, because for the last maybe 10 or 11 years since 9/11, we've been hearing just the opposite. So many called zealots who have a God that they think they're doing him a great service by killing other people, as they did in 9/11, as we hear almost every day going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, roadside bombs, people loading themselves up with explosives, walking into marketplaces, killing innocent people. So when this Pharisee comes before Jesus, the same problem. In his day, the Pharisees thought that worshiping God was one area. They forgot about their neighbor. They forgot about, as we heard in the first reading, this admonition to the people in Abraham's time and Moses' time to look out after one another. Don't oppress anybody, not only members of your family, but even neighbors, even aliens. Treat them all well, because this is what it means to love God. So it's good for us to hear those words again, because sometimes we forget, you know, who is my neighbor? We know there's a lot of people in our society, in our community, who have maybe sick children, maybe children that have extreme needs. In many places in our society, families just put them away, don't want to have anything to do with them. We know a lot of people, especially older people, maybe children with elderly parents, who have dementia, who have Alzheimer's, and don't want to have anything to do with them. Put them in an institution, forget about them. Or maybe they might not even be that bad, may not even be have that illness, but they still they neglect them, don't want anything to do with them, think only of themselves. But we know on the other hand, just like this young man who's given the Congressional Medal of Honor, we know there's many people in our midst who love their parents. No matter what happens to them, they won't shun them, they won't put them away in an institution. Or we know many families who are having it rough these days, maybe losing their homes, maybe losing their jobs. And yet, this thing of love, love of God means love of your family. Weather it. Don't throw your family aside. Just don't think of yourself. Don't walk out on your wives, your husbands, or your children thinking that it's too much for me. This is what God is telling us today, you know, that we're in dire times. And just as he was telling these Pharisees about it, you know, if you say you love God, I don't want to hear your prayers about how great God is, how good God is, unless you show it. Show it by the way you treat one another. And maybe the example of these young men or women too, put their lives on the line, who throw their lives to danger for their neighbor, for their friends, for other people. What a sign that is. It's really a contradiction to the other side that makes us into a throwaway society. The abortion problem, the idea of throwing away parents, not having anything to do with them, or children that may be a problem to some families, putting them away. So Jesus is telling us, if you really love me, do all these things. And those of you who are doing those things, realize that you are really you deserve the Congressional Medal of Honor for taking your life seriously, taking your vows seriously, taking your family seriously, and doing your best, doing your utter best, even to the point of sacrificing your lives. Maybe you don't throw yourself in front of a truck or in front of a bomb, but to live a life of love and service and taking care of people, that's almost a living martyrdom. And as Jesus said, no greater love can you have than that you do this, that you lay down your life for your loved ones and your neighbor. And that's maybe a good lesson for all of us.
For the church, that we may be stirred to desire deeper union with God and genuine concern for others, we pray to the Lord. For the growth of peace, particularly in the Middle East, that God will touch the hearts of leaders and help them find new ways to resolve disputes nonviolently and give courage to all who are working for peace, we pray to the Lord. For those who are orphaned and widowed, for all who are in need of compassion and love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace to love, that we may love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and love our neighbors as ourselves. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that God's healing love may renew and strengthen them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the souls in purgatory, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community, that we will respond generously to our parish stewardship appeal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are confident that you will hear our prayers tonight, because we offer them through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Gifts are prepared, let us sing Prayer of St. Francis, number 493.
Thank you.
for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before Jesus was given up to death, the death he truly accepted, at the last supper the night before he died, he put bread into his hands. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for all of you." When supper was finished, though at the end was near, Jesus took a cup filled with wine. Again, Father gave you thanks and praise for this. He gave this cup to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. Father, make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Mercy on us.
body. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and happy we call to this meal. Lord, we are not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and we shall have the divine blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, bring to perfection within us the communion we share in the sacrament. May our celebration tonight have an effect in our lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Our stewardship appeal is meeting with great success. To date, 433 households have increased their weekly contribution. At present, the average weekly increase is $8.70, and our weekly offertory now amounts to $3,768. If you have not yet indicated your new level of giving, please use the special stewardship envelopes we received in the letter from Father Doug. Thank you. There is a truck in St. Tecmouth Parish office parking lot this weekend to accept any donations for St. Vincent de Paul. This Monday, St. Tecmouth Parish is sponsoring a Red Cross blood drive from 2 to 8. Appointments are encouraged. Babysitting will be available. Walk-in after 3 p.m. Please consider donating blood. Just one donation can help save up to 3 lives. Please see the lantern for the faith sharing question of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events. Thank you.
Let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May we rejoice tonight that with all that we received in this sacrament, we may share with others. Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless all of us here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thank you.
As we're sent forth, let us sing number 616, They'll Know We Are Christians, number 616.